With health care emerging as a key issue this election year, the Bush administration had hoped to use its fiscal year 2005 budget to showcase its health agenda. Instead, officials found themselves answering still more questions about why the cost of last year's Medicare law seems to have increased by a third, NPR's Julie Rovner reports.
Administration officials told Congress last week that the budget would include an estimate of the Medicare law signed in December, and that the estimate is $139 billion higher than the official tally by the Congressional Budget Office. At his budget briefing yesterday, Health and Human Services Secretary Tommy Thompson said the fact that the administration's estimate is higher shouldn't be a cause for concern, and also that administration officials didn't keep lawmakers in the dark.
We did make the conferees and others aware that we expected our final score would be higher. But we also knew that our estimate wouldn't be the one that ultimately mattered in the legislative process.
That was a reference to the congressional estimate, and that came in just under the $400 billion 10-year limit set by Congress and the President. Thompson added that with so many new types of programs in the law, including privately run drug insurance plans, estimates can hardly be expected to be exact.
Both sides are making their best guesses. They're good faith efforts by good people working for Congress and the administration.
For the first time, Thompson put numbers to the discrepancies. For example, $50 billion of the difference comes from the department's estimate that 5% more Medicare patients will sign up for the new drug coverage. Another $32 billion comes from a higher estimate of the number of patients who will join private HMOs and other health plans. Secretary Thompson, however, seemed eager to highlight other aspects of the health budget.
We're building a whole new public health infrastructure in order to give doctors and hospitals the tools that they need to respond to any public health emergency. We re-energized the fight against HIV/AIDS at home and abroad. We were able to successfully complete the doubling of the research budget at NIH.
But Thompson conceded that increases will be small. At the National Institutes of Health, for example, the boost will be lower than inflation.
There is no question that this is a slowdown, but when you have the deficits that we have and the need to be fiscally responsible and the fact that the huge increases that NIH has received over the last 3 years of the Bush administration, you can see that this is one area where we felt that we could tighten the belt a little bit.
Some health groups, however, dispute that the belt tightening will come without consequences. Dave Moore is president of the Coalition for Health Funding, whose members support public health service programs like NIH and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
We believe that the programs are seriously underfunded in this budget, and the result of that is going to be a decrease in the health of the American people.
Even without actual cuts to programs, Moore says frozen funding is a problem in these days of potential threats like bioterrorism, SARS, and mad cow disease.
I think this is the big concern that people in the health community have for programs that have not received much of a funding increase over the last several years is that their responsibilities have grown significantly and the funding has not kept pace with those increased responsibilities.
Democratic members of Congress say that putting the squeeze on health programs won't even help the deficit problem. House Budget Committee Ranking Member John Spratt of South Carolina says that over the past few years, health and other domestic non-homeland security spending has only risen by about 2.5%.
So if you bear down on it and freeze it, you'll save some money. But it's not contributing a great deal. It's not one of the spikes in the budget right now.
With public concern about health care growing, Congress would normally be expected to add to the president's request. But with House conservatives agitating for still more spending reductions, health advocates say this budget might reflect a high-water mark instead. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.